Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin Wheeler from ESPN down there in St. Louis joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How you guys doing? It's funny you mentioned that. We were here on our station in St. Louis. We do Flashback Week on All-Star Week, and we go decade by decade. We just talked about that a few days ago.
Yeah, it's something that still sits heavily in Brewers fans' hearts. They just keep waiting to get back to a World Series, and the expectation was that this year would be the year to get back, and they have not. Nobody in the division has gotten. I said that there's a run. Somebody's going to make a run where you're going to win 10 out of 12, 10 out of 14, 14 out of 18, something like that. You're going to get on that run. You're going to separate yourself from anybody else, but nobody's done it. So tell me, do the Cardinals have that in them?
Sure doesn't look like it. I mean, they did in April for about 3 weeks, but since then they've been, I want to say, about 8 games under 500, and like nothing really has clicked for them, Bill. I mean, like, normally the rotation is really good, and it's okay. It's mediocre. It's not good and it's not bad, but not as good as it needs to be. The bullpen's been actually okay. That's been one of the highlights of the team, but they just can't hit. I mean, if you look at their offensive numbers, take out April when they put up a bunch of numbers, but you just look at May and June, they're the worst offensive team in baseball, or one of the bottom three, and I don't understand it. I don't understand how every single player outside of Marcell Ozuna is having a down year, but they do not look like a team that has a run in them right now.
Well, that was going to be my question. They picked up Goldschmidt. You kind of felt that everything was going to start to fall into place. And it hasn't happened. And you know, you're running into a lot of the same things that, say, Cincinnati was running into for a period of time where they just can't hit the baseball. Meanwhile, you've got a pitching staff that's top 10 in baseball. I mean, if you got any kind of run support out of this team, you'd be off and running. So, you know, come this trade deadline, as you sit here right now in the Central with everybody jumped up at 4.5 games separating the top to the bottom, are the Cardinals going to be buyers or sellers?
We don't know. I mean, they should be buyers. I mean, that, you know, they keep telling us every offseason that, you know, they view themselves as contenders and they think they can be a playoff team and make a run. Well, the last 3 years, they've not made any kind of in-season acquisition. They've not gone out and gotten the reliever they need. They've not gone out and got a bat when they need it. And if they're going to do it, like, if, you know, I agree with your assessment on the division. It's going to take somebody to make the big run. And I said back in March and April that the team that wins the division may be the one that has the best in-season acquisitions, because all three teams came in, and I still think the three come down to the Brewers, the Cubs, and the Cardinals. They all came in with questions, and who would answer those questions with the best moves in season? So, yeah, the Cardinals should be buyers. They should be looking to add talent, but with them being a 500 team and not really catching any traction, I don't know that they will be.
When you look at their pitching staff, Kevin, and you think, okay, they play in a division in which the ball flies out of the ballpark, and you know, many of these teams are giving up big time hits. The Cardinals staff as a whole, they've only given up 121 home runs overall in this division, which puts them tied for top 11 in baseball. You know, so you would assume, again, it goes back to they're not giving up the big hit. They're not giving up a lot of long balls. They're playing in a very difficult division in which pitching is a premium, and it all comes down to the offensive side of the baseball. So is there a rumor out there, somebody that this team would be targeting, or is there somebody toiling away in the minors right now who's raking, who can possibly come up and make an impact?
Yeah, I mean, the best offensive prospect the Cardinals have that is even reasonably close to the majors is a guy named Dylan Carlson, who's at AA, and he was in the Future Stars game this past week in Cleveland. But nobody seems to think that he's on the radar for a call-up this year, at least not at this point, unless something significantly changes. The the strange thing about it is they have so many long-term contracts on the offensive side, Bill. It's hard to figure out what they where they do anything. I mean, you know, you've got Fowler with a multi-year deal. You've got Matt Carpenter, Paul DeJong, Colton Wong, Yadier Molina, Paul Goldschmidt. These guys are all that they're all under contract. They're all locked up. So if you're going to make a move, it's probably for an outfielder, and then maybe you relegate Bader to the bench. But if, even there, who are the big outfield bats available, and can you outbid other teams that are going to be looking for them? I don't know that there's anything that dramatically changes them. We've been talking a lot more about the starting rotation and maybe making a run at, you know, guys like Mad Bum or Trevor Bauer if he is actually available for trade, which is what some of the national baseball guys are reporting. Because even though when you look at the Cardinals' pitching staff numbers and they look pretty good, that's all the bullpen. The bullpen has carried the pitching staff this year. If you look at the rotation, they've given up more home runs. The rotation has more home runs than all but three other National League teams, and their rotation has the fewest strikeouts of any rotation in the National League. So in an era where balls are flying over the fence and in an era of super high strikeout rates, the Cardinals pitchers give up home runs and they don't strike anybody out. And I mean the starters. The bullpen guys have been perfectly fine.
Look at the schedule, and I'm sitting here kind of going over things in my mind. You start off against the Diamondbacks, but then you've got seven games in a matter of, what, 10 days and 9 days against Pittsburgh. To me, that's either going to be Pittsburgh's knockout blow or that's going to allow Pittsburgh to say, hey, we're ready to wheel and deal. Cincinnati's thrown into the mix as well. Then you got a tough series against Houston. Then you get two against the Cubs. At that point in time, come the 31st, the last game against that Chicago Cubs team, when you in the middle of that series, you're going to know what you're doing. I mean, obviously, but you're going to find out real fast if you're either going to be a buyer or a seller or better luck next year type of thing, aren't you?
I agree. I was just talking about that on my show a little bit ago, that these next 10 days are probably going to tell the story, because if you don't have success the next 10 days, good luck with the run after that, because you mentioned the run after that's got Houston. I believe it's got the Dodgers in there right there. The Cubs are in there too. So if you don't make a run in the next 10, 11, 12 days, you're probably not going to make a run before the deadline. And you do have to pick a side. One thing the Cardinals cannot do this year, in my opinion, is just stay on the path and not do something. Like the last 3 years, they've done nothing at the deadline. They haven't bought. They haven't sold. And it's created this inertia. They don't have any plans to make next year better. They don't trade off veterans to get some kids and retool. They've just been kind of doing the same old thing. And this year, I think they have to declare a side. Probably need to do that in about the next 2 weeks.
I mean, if I'm the Brewers, I'm sitting kind of okay, because you get a cellar dweller in the Giants that come to town. You do get a hot team in the Atlanta Braves. But the Brewers are pretty much in the same boat. I mean, they've got Cincinnati coming to town after that, you know, so, and they've got a little bit of a West Coast trip. But the bottom line is, come that 31st, here in the next 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, you're going to really find out what the muster is of this team. Are you surprised that the NL Central is as jumbled as it is?
Yes. I'm extremely surprised. I mean, I thought all three of the top teams, you know, again, Cubs and Brewers and Cardinals, were going to be significantly better than they are. I'm absolutely floored, just looking at it as an outsider, that the Brewers still don't think or don't act on making their rotation better. I don't understand. I mean, the team is clearly talented. You've got an MVP candidate in the middle of the order. You've got depth on the field. You've got some young bats that are able to contribute. You've got the bullpen starting to come together with guys getting healthier. I mean, maybe you've got an explanation, but I don't understand how they look at that rotation and don't think we need to do something. And I don't see how the Cubs continue to stand pat either. I mean, they put a lot of faith in a guy like Kyle Schwarber and Albert Elmora, and they're not getting anything out of those guys. I'm shocked that they haven't made more of an impact move to strengthen their team.
And let me ask you this. When you talk about those two guys in Chicago's organization and everybody keeps waiting for them to bust out, are you surprised? I mean, the Cubs are going to give them every chance in the world to have success. But at what point do you look at a guy like Kyle Schwarber and say, okay, he had a tremendous rookie year. He came up. He hit bombs. He was the next Babe Ruth. But he hasn't really done anything since. At what point do you look at him and go, you know it's not working. We're going to probably kind of go in a different direction.
I mean, if it's me, I'd say right now. I mean, the Cubs are in their window right now. This window is not going to stay open forever. Their pitching staff is largely old. You know, Chris Bryant may or may not be there for the long term because he's going to want to get paid, and he's a Boris guy, and they don't typically sign until they get out into free agency. Anthony Rizzo is not going to get any younger. I mean, to me, your window is now. Well, I don't understand. I mean, I'm with you. I think Kyle Schwarber is a DH. I think you get him to the American League, he can go hit 30 bombs and not kill his team defensively. I think you can get a better, more consistent player to man center field. I know Almora is a good fielder, but, you know, for a team like the Cubs, whose window is going to close soon, I don't get it. And again, I kind of have the same feel about the Brewers. I don't think their window is closing like the Cubs because I think they have some better young players. But, I mean, you know, guys like Lorenzo Cain and a few of the others, they're not going to be great players forever. I mean, like, you got to make a run while it's hot, and that's what we keep saying about the Cardinals here. Goldie's not young. Carpenter's not young. Yachty's almost at the end. Like, if you're going to do it, do it. Don't just sit back and wait. And all these teams, all three of them, just sit back and wait.
Always good to chat, my friend. I know we're going to talk more down the road. It's going to be an interesting 10 days, and then we'll figure out buyers and sellers and trades and details, and we'll get you back on after that, okay?
Glad to do it anytime, Bill. Have a good show.
Absolutely, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Our good buddy Kevin Wheeler from ESPN down there in St. Louis joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. That's the way they've been doing it for 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.